I grew up in this city, and I have a sense that many of you all are not from New Orleans, but I grew up in this city where music was 24/7. Music was very, very important. And I had all of these other things that were going on in my life that I was seeing culturally, like the Mardi Gras Indians, the Baby Dolls, and Uncle Lionel, and the Gazoo Band on Claiborne Avenue. As a young child, you are trying to figure out, how does all of this fit? How does all of this work? This real cultural city that I know now that I did not know then. I thought the rest of the country was celebrating Mardi Gras. when we were celebrating, it wasn't until I was about 12 years old that I realized. But I grew up as a young child in the rhythm and blues era. And even though New Orleans is known for jazz, it has a very rich rhythm and blues history. And from 1949 to about 1961, more rhythm and blues songs that hit the top charts came out of New Orleans, beginning with, of course, Fats Domino, and ending with Ernie Cato. That was the music of the day. And some of you all, most of you all know some of these folks because their music is still popular today. But it's also the music that resonates across the country because it had this different sound and it had these drummers with this syncopated beat that is unique to New Orleans. And as Duke Ellington once said, you know, if you want to get a drummer, you want to get a drummer for New Orleans because he plays differently. So as a young 7, 8, 9 year old, I'm trying to figure all of this out. And even though I enjoyed music, I had never really seen it pure, a great band. I knew all the songs and, you know, danced to them, but I never really saw it. So there were two amusement parks when I was a child. The one was for the white community and the other was for the African-American community. And that was located in New Orleans East, down Haynes Boulevard, called Lincoln Beach. And it actually had a beach, and it had a beautiful swimming pool, and it had a roller coaster and all of the rides, and it was really the place to go on the weekends. And we went there at least 2-3 times a month. But also there was a dance hall. And while we were out jumping in the swimming pool, there was this dance hall that our parents went to. So I decided that I wanted to see what was going on in this dance hall. So I go into this dance hall, and there was this large crowd, all dancing, all having fun, everybody having a good time. And then there was this band called the Royal Dukes of Rhythm. And it was the second most popular band in the city. They were dressed like you would see in the movies with the Duke Ellington Band. And they were just rolling. Everybody's dancing. I mean, people are sitting down. If they can't get out their seat, they're dancing, you know? And it was the kind of party that you only see in New Orleans. And that's when I kind of started to put together the dots on this very, very unique culture that we have here in the city. That particular discovery for me really helped me to understand all of the things that I had been seeing Mardi Gras Day and why music is important to New Orleans. And you know, as Louis Armstrong says, music is the universal language. Musicians, when I grew up, were revered. They were people who were respected, and they were people who were very, very well known in the community. And it helped me understand this culture that I grew up in because of this rich cultural city that we have here. And I think that if you are new to this city and you hear all of this stuff, and this music is really the backbone of this city, and it makes this city unique. Thank you very much.